Pleased to have Kurt Gibson with the Illinois High School Association on the air with us and going to talk about a topic that was released this week coming from the IHSA Board of Directors meeting on Monday, looking at the state basketball tournament, both the boys and girls state tournament series. The contracts are up at the end of the 2020 state tournament, so bidding will begin shortly thereafter. And the big issue is potentially looking at a schedule change where basically all four state tournaments would be held on the same weekend, the same girls' weekend and the same boys' weekend. The IHSA is accepting feedback on that matter now. So, Kurt Gibson, let's begin our conversation. Where did this kind of change, or looking at this change, stem from?
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for having me on today, and I hope everybody in your area is finding a way to stay safe. I know that your quadrant of the state's been getting hit with a lot of weather, so just know that we're keeping everybody in our thoughts up in your area, so I hope your fans are staying warm and dry. But this idea of the basketball tournaments really began over a year ago. Our board asked our staff to brainstorm some ways that we might be able to, restructure our state series. I think some of the feedback that our board and others on our staff had heard was that maybe it was time to look at some ways to, this would be my word, freshen the tournaments up to, re-spark maybe a little fan attendance at our state finals. And so over the course of the last year, our staff's been working on a number of different possible alternatives for our state series, and the one that we feel like is most doable. I mean, they're probably all doable on some level, but the ones we thought were most doable involved condensing our basketball tournaments from 4 weekends to from 4 weeks to 2 weeks. So 1 week to play all our girls' tournaments, state finals, and then the following week to do all our boys' tournaments.
When you look at implementing that, the final decision, so that there's accepting feedback, is it something in terms of the deadline where you need to make the final decision on that by a certain day? It's not a done deal, because a lot of people look at that and say, well, man, they're going to go to the two state tournament weekends. It's not final yet. So I guess when would the final decision be made on that?
Yeah, the final decision will be made later this spring. In a perfect world, we're able to put out our request for a proposal around June 1st. That way, communities that want to bid on either the girls or the boys or both tournaments would have a good period of time to put together their proposals. It would give our staff appropriate time to conduct any site visits that we need to do, all with the idea that likely within, 12 months or around this time in 2020, we're announcing where the next, 5 years of our boys and girls basketball tournaments will be. So there was still a couple of months before that really needs to be finalized by our board.
And then the final decision then on awarding a new contract, that actually comes when then, that the 2020 is the final year for the contracts with Redbird Arena for the girls and then the Civic Center in Peoria for the boys. So when is the final decision then made on the new contract? When does that come?
Yeah, that'll come probably, like I said, in a year from now. My guess would be that official timetable hasn't been set, but if the pass is any type of indicator, it would be around state tournament basketball in 2020 when we would announce where the girls and boys tournaments will be held then, beginning in 2021.
Well, and I guess the interesting thing of all this will always be, when these decisions are made, people will always say, well, why didn't so-and-so site get it? And the initial response or the first question we'll always beg is, well, did they bid on it? that's the issue of who's going to bid on it, who's not going to bid on it. Do you have any preliminary indication of, are most of the venues you feel are going to submit a bid? Everybody talks about the state. They think the cure-all to the state boys basketball tournament is it's got to go back to the State Farm Center, or you can call it the Assembly Hall or whatever you want to call it, to bring life back into it. I guess I'm not going to ask you specifically if they're going to submit a bid, but do you feel good about most of the major venues in Illinois? You think they'll submit a bid for one or the other, boys or girls?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. And I even feel comfortable that, the main players in terms of where we're at now, Redbird Arena, the Peoria Civic Center, will maintain their interest in hosting the championships. And I would be very surprised if Champaign does not submit a bid. I think some of the early indications are they're very much interested in making a strong bid to see if they can, become a player again on the basketball scene here in Illinois.
Well, and then the other thing, too, that I look at is there the potential that both the boys and girls tournaments could be held in the same location, or does the IHSA want to stay away from that?
No, we're open to, and we'll be interested to see how all these communities that we're, sort of talking about here will be in, how they'll feel about possibly bidding on both tournaments. Yeah, we don't feel that we're bound to be in two locations, and we're not feeling like we have to be, in just one location. We'll be curious to see how folks, feel about this proposed new format that we're looking at.
And then logistically, how it would work, I assume. So it's final four for each class. So you're still doing the semifinals. Then I'm assuming then you have the four championship games on the Saturday. And then
right.
Basically the semifinals will have to be split some way, somehow, between the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A during that Thursday and Friday. I'm assuming that's what the schedule would look like.
Right. Yes. Yep. We'd be adding a day to the state finals. So, Thursday and Friday, like you said, would be semifinal days. And then we would need to figure out where it makes the most sense to fit in the third place games. At this point, we think those are still valuable games. Some early feedback that we've gotten over the past few months from coaches around the state is that those are important games. Our board still feels like they're important games. So fitting them into the schedule is probably the one piece to the initial puzzle that we've put together that we've just got to clarify in our heads. But then it ends up where we do have sort of a championship Saturday that culminates with, the four championship games, one for each class.
And then as far as the tournament structure, among the topics I talked to a lot of coaches about as well is the subsectional, is that going to be a long-term format? Would they ever consider going back to a traditional regional type of format? Is that on the table now, or is that something that I guess would have to originate from like a bylaw amendment or something?
Well, that could generate or start from the advisory committee level, and selfishly, that sounds like a great idea to me. But that would be something that could start at the advisory committee level. It's not a part of what we're discussing right now. So, the way that we've sketched out when the games would be played would actually avoid, which we sometimes have folks in this predicament now, where they're maybe if their girls team advances deep into a state tournament, they end up playing a girls game on the same night that their boys might be playing. And the initial idea that we've shared with our board eliminates all of that conflict except for one night when a girls team might be playing in the semifinals at the state finals, and then their boys team would be in a sectional game. So it eliminates one of the conflicts that we've had. We couldn't get around the other one, but the dates line up so that there wouldn't be any conflict, and it wouldn't really, in the end, matter whether we were doing this in a subsectional format or a traditional regional kind of format.
But
the one thing this does, the one thing this model that we shared with the board does do, it does begin both tournaments a few days earlier. So like right now, regional week begins on Monday. What we're sort of throwing out there, have talked about with our board, would play first round regional games on the Saturday before that Monday. So it'd get a little bit of a jump start on the regionals, and that would help eliminate some of that conflict, like I mentioned, down the road for some schools.
But you think it's a worthy discussion item if the basketball advisory committee brings up the issue. It would take it from them to go back to a traditional regional format.
Correct.
All right.
That's a question that generates a lot of emotion on both sides of the argument. You know, there are many folks who would love to see us return to that, and there's probably an equal number of folks who would say, if we're going to go through the process of seeding folks, then why aren't we just using those seeds and not worry about travel? And if somebody's got to go a little farther to play a game, that's just the way the seeds shook out. And I don't know how we ever come to consensus on that, but certainly the advisory committee could generate that discussion and get it going again.
Well, it's interesting because I know each sport is different. I know, but volleyball, of course, they crown all four of their state champions in the same weekend in the four class system. Game's a little bit different. I know the game length is a little bit different. We know football crowns eight state champions in one weekend. So there's no question it can be done with basketball, both boys and girls. Because I know you kind of look at a lot of these four class sports this kind of the same way, because I know when you look at the enrollment classification, you're dealing kind of with the same stuff there. You know, I was thinking about baseball and softball, and I know that the scheduling probably would be more of a nightmare trying to do four state championship baseball games in one day when we talk about length of play. Softball a little different because I know they're quicker pace, but is that something that would be considered where you try to do, you know, all four class sports, where you try to do the state championship in the same weekend, or is that something that isn't on the table right now?
Well, it's not on the table right now, but I could certainly see a day where if something like this with basketball comes to pass and, you know, is favorably received by everybody, that other sports like the baseball and the softball would look at it and try to figure out if there's a way for them to accomplish that. I think your points are spot on, though, about each of those games, and maybe softball is a little easier to pull that off with than baseball, but really would want to see how the membership, takes to this idea for basketball first.
Well, and I know that the IHSA is great about sharing the information on these changes, and sometimes it's available at IHSA.org. But sometimes I don't know, the information doesn't get to certain parts, so maybe the reaction will come later. I know we're just talking to you, I think, a couple days after the information is released. I've had conversations with a lot of people. Have you heard much yet on the feedback, like, oh, this is crazy, Gibson, or no, this is a good idea, this will save it? Or, I mean, have you heard much yet?
No, not yet. Some of these ideas, though, that I mentioned that our staff had talked about, we have shared in the late summer and early fall with some basketball coaches, because one of the other ideas that we had bounced around internally was playing boys and girls championships together. So maybe the two small classes would have their state tournaments running concurrently and ending with girls and boys championships in class 1A and 2A on the same weekend, same venue, and then the second weekend doing the same with class 3A and 4A. And the feedback we got from coaches late summer, early fall was they sort of liked having each gender having its own weekend, so it keeps the spotlight on girls one weekend entirely and then boys another weekend. So we've gotten some feedback. And, of course, we've heard from other coaches who have said, you know, they would prefer we go back to everything from two classes to keep it at four classes but bring eight teams down and add a, you know, add another day to the state finals. So, you know, we've already gotten some feedback. But the thing that really, well, one of the things that spurred this idea, and we heard this from coaches, we heard this from board, we heard this from pretty much anybody who would share it with us, this idea that right now we generally, because this year's an exception, but generally our basketball season ends the same, or the first weekend, I should say, of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And there's a real feeling out there that there's an audience that's gravitating towards that, and we're losing out on some fans because of that. And so one of the main things we've heard from folks is try to come up with some scenarios that will get basketball done so that it doesn't compete anymore with the NCAA tournament. And certainly this idea accomplishes that.
Yeah, I would agree that that's a spot on assessment on that. I was going to ask you, you know, about, as we wrap up here, about sometimes, you know, the reaction you get to certain things. And I know that the IHSA was good about sharing the information on the enrollment classification changes that are coming to the forefront next year with the four class. But then and then even some of the three class sports, I know wrestling is going to the 40% of the schools will be 1A. And then the next 30 or 2A and the next 30 or 3A. And I know as the wrestling season has gone on, a lot of people are like, what? What's going on? And kind of the same with, you know, I think more play with boys and girls basketball than the other four class sports. But then the 27.5% will be 1A next year. The next 25% will be 2A. And it had been just split 25% each for the four class sports. And then 25% for the four class sports and 33% for the three class sports. So are you hearing a little reaction? I mean, we're just hearing a little bit of that because you're looking at some of those schools that, you know, were 3A, you know, past several years. Now they're clearly going to be bumped down and be playing 2A sports. I think that's where you're going to hear most of the conversation, those 3A schools that are going 2A. Are you hearing much feedback about that now transitioning into next year when that goes into effect?
Not yet. We really haven't. When we had our committee that was formed specifically to look at classification, you know, they were sort of charged with looking at trying to move those percentages back toward the time when our cutoffs were a little bit higher than they've been since we've gone to splitting them more equally, I'll say. And so that group was very favorable about where they landed in terms of how we're going to break classes up. And even when there was some time between when those recommendations were made and when the board acted on it, not a whole lot of feedback came to us about that. So I think in general, that, you know, there's always going to be perceived winners and losers in that when you have to figure out some place to draw the line. But I think, at least from our end, the feedback has been pretty quiet, which tells us, I guess, absent hearing a lot of negative, that people are generally okay with that.
All right. And again, all this information is readily available at IHSA.org, IHSA.org. Kurt Gibson will see, I guess, in a few weeks at the state tournament if Jack Frost lets us play any games anymore this winter, but it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Jim. I thought the groundhog whatever the groundhog's supposed to do to make for a shorter winter, I thought that happened, but.
All right. Well, I just read the Farmer's Almanac, and it said be prepared for a bad, tough winter. So, but hopefully things will get better in March anyway, hopefully, when the tournament really gets rolling. Thank you very much for your time,
sir.
Thanks,
Jim. Yep.
All right, more coming up on WMJ.